And you get the dog saying, kill yourself.
Did you see it?
How y'all doing? We're back. You guys, we're going to be talking about Hunter Biden in just a second. We're going to be talking about him. And then we're going to be talking about the 60 Minutes thing. Apparently, Leslie Stahl interviewed Donald Trump. Yeah. And it was a giant disaster. She came in without a mask, so he called her out on that.
He took a picture of her and tweeted it.
Yeah, so he's calling, because she's a giant hypocrite. But it was a complete disaster, and so, he stopped it.
He stopped it 45 minutes in. Mm-hmm. And anyway, yeah, he walked out, because it was just going to be a regular 60 Minutes interview, whatever. And I don't know how long they normally take to actually go through the process. I know, obviously, it's a 60-minute show, but how long they actually spend with each person they're interviewing before they edit out a bunch of stuff, I don't know. But 45 minutes in, he was like, I think we're done here. Now, the way that some in the media are spinning it is that she asked him really tough questions and he didn't like that,
now,
which
give
I find
me a
very
break.
Hard to believe, because he's up for any kind of question.
Give me a break.
but he made it sound like, in his rally yesterday, he was like, I'm going to release my own footage of it before they have a chance to, because of how, like, unfair it was and how he's worried that they're going to twist his words and edit it so that it makes him look really bad. So he just wants to, you know, just here's the raw footage, you guys. Here's what really happened before you see their watered down, like, made up version of it.
Yeah, so, I think that's good.
Can he do that? Like, is that allowed? Like, could he do that legally?
Why,
I mean, I guess
why wouldn't
it's his
he be able to do that?
Footage, but it's not his. Well, yeah, I guess there's really no reason.
Why
I'm not
he
a
be
lawyer.
To,
I don't know.
I don't know why he wouldn't be able to do that. I think it would be. It's more deceiving for them to just edit it and make it look like something else, for them to manipulate it and turn it into something else. I think the raw footage would be more legal, if anything, because they're going to try to make it look like he did something else that he didn't do. So, yeah. We got to talk about Hunter Biden, too.
Yeah, because now it's like there's some senior intelligence officials that are coming out and saying, and at least confirming to Fox News, yeah, the FBI's got his laptop. It is his laptop. These are his emails. People that he emailed have confirmed that, yes, those were emails that they received and exchanged with Hunter Biden.
And that was one of the things that Leslie Stahl apparently said to President Trump last night, was that, you know,
it's not verified.
It's not verified.
Well, I mean, and it isn't. If you're waiting for the FBI to verify it, they have not verified it yet, but apparently that's common practice for them to neither confirm or deny.
Well, I mean, it's like, don't you, I think we all can agree, we're all friends here. I think we all can agree that the FBI, listen, they're probably going to, like, I'll probably be suicided by tomorrow, but I think we can all agree that a lot of the people in the FBI have an agenda, right?
Well, a lot of the people do.
Not all. There's probably some great people. I'm assuming there's some wonderful people at the FBI, but there are a lot of people that have an agenda. You know, look at what happened with James Comey.
There's some sketch people there.
I mean,
there's no question about it.
Get real. We're all adults here.
And I'm still baffled just as much as I was yesterday about how Trump just isn't picking up the phone or just marching to Christopher Wray's office and demanding him to confirm, do you have this laptop, yes or no? Is it Hunter Biden's, yes or no? Okay, that's all we need to know.
Yeah.
Because we already have the emails. Everything, all the data from it is coming out. All we need is verification that, yes, that is Hunter Biden's, no question about it, period, the end. Now, media, go do your job.
Yeah, well, they don't know how to do their job.
I mean, I know they don't know how
They don't know how
but
to
at least
do it
they wouldn't have that excuse anymore to be able to say, well, we don't know if it's verified that it's his.
We
just need to have somebody say, yes, it's his.
They're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it because they don't want to. I mean, they have pictures of the guy with the crack pipe in his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And then there's, like, all the sketch stuff with, you know, this... The Chinese chick and the guy is a loser.
I mean, and then there's, you know, there's the tie-in to child porn.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Rudy, I guess, yesterday was saying, yeah, there's some really
sketched up
inappropriate
on there.
Text messages, inappropriate photos. And so I get that this is all part of a broader investigation and that there could be criminal charges pending. I know that they don't want to mess that up. Nobody is asking them to divulge the details. Just confirm that you have it and that there are bad things on it. The press needs to report that. For crying out loud.
They just won't. They won't do it.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you guys, there's so much voter turnout right now. Like, people are just flooding the polls. Like, I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means.
Well, I'm flooding the polls tomorrow. I'm early voting tomorrow because I just don't want to deal with Election Day crowds, but I also want to vote in person, and I also want to not do it by mail and all that stuff. So that's why I'm doing it. Maybe that's why other people are doing it.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what it means.
And I think there's some people that are afraid of Election Day hullabaloo, like of people, you know, that are... like Antifa people, perhaps, you know, messing with people at the polls. I just don't want to deal with any of that. And maybe that's what people are afraid of.
All right. I mean, that's a good, it's a good theory. I just don't know. I don't know if it fares well for us or if it is good for the other side. I don't know.
I know that the GOP has registered more new voters, which is good.
Okay.
Because typically when you're a brand new registered voter, you're more likely to vote.
I can't believe that there are actually people out there who have gone years without voting.
They have. That's true. But there's also people who are coming of age to vote. And so that's also, you know, important, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, my kid is going to be in 2024. He's turning 18, but not until the 20th of November.
Oh, my God.
Can you even? He's so mad.
Oh, my God. So I have to wait a whole other cycle.
Yeah, a whole other two-year cycle even for midterms before he can vote.
Sucks.
I know. It sucks. I was telling her this morning about this video that I saw on Instagram of a comedian who we both follow.
You want me to get...
I don't like necessarily want to shame her grief or whatever. I'm not trying.
Well, I don't know. Is she grieving over something?
Yeah, she's grieving over the loss of somebody.
She is?
Yeah. And so, but here's what I don't understand. Okay, so she's a comedian, and I also get she's like Miss Inspiration person. Why do so many people? Because it's not just her. Why are there so many people on social media now posting videos of themselves
crying and grieving?
Why?
What is that? Why are we doing that?
And then they'll have like a little, you know, a caption thing that says why they're crying. But I'm like, why? I just don't understand this need to show our darkest moments to the world.
Yeah. And we've done, and we talked, like, remember we talked a little bit about like the Chrissy Teigen thing.
Yeah.
Like people, and people came after us for that. They were like, that's her business, and she was very brave and blah, and you don't get to say that. And people were mad at us for that. There are a lot of things that I'm like, okay, but that used to be private stuff.
Yeah, and then maybe
it wasn't
know,
that I'm not, listen, people, I, because it's, yeah, exactly. It just used to be private stuff for people. But now it's like with social media, it's you have a bad day, and it's like,
everybody needs to know.
You got to cry on camera. What is that? Like, why are people doing that? It's just a strange phenomenon to me. It's very strange.
And I don't, you know, I understand sharing news, like personal news. Like, I get that, and I don't, that's not the issue. It's that they are, it's just a video selfie of them crying.
Yeah, like they feel that they will turn the camera on as they're crying and say nothing.
And just cry. Sometimes they'll set it to like super sad music. Mm-hmm. I've seen that too.
Which is also weird because they had to take the time to make that
It's a
production. Yeah. It's like they had to make the video, set it to music. They had to do that. They had to manipulate that video, make it a production, and then post it. And so
that is
very strange because in that moment, I wouldn't be thinking of...
Oh, I
got
to make sure to get this to the gram.
Yeah, I got to make sure to get, and I got to make sure
make sure the lighting is right when
and
I'm crying.
The lighting, and then what music am I going to set this to? Like, what's a good song to set this to?
Because in this case, it was Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
Like the very sad, slow intro.
Uh-huh.
What in the world possesses someone to do that?
Is that appropriate? Like, should it have been something else? You know what? Is Whitney the right song for... Why are we doing this?
It's just a bizarre thing.
It's like this 2020... Just this generation is just very...
Very odd.
Maybe it's because we're old. Maybe
that's
what it is. Because
I saw a lot of comments in response going, thank you so much for being vulnerable.
And that's so brave.
This is so relatable.
Everything is so brave and stunning. No, being a soldier is brave. I just don't think that's brave. It's Mm-mm. I don't think it is. But maybe I'm old. I'm out of touch. Maybe I'm just...
You're out of touch.
That would have been so appropriate for if I would have made a video right now. And if
and
we
be crying
were setting
and
it...
And saying, I'm so out of touch. And so, I'd be like,
I'm old. And you could have set it to Hall & Oates. That would have been appropriate. It would have been...
I just don't get it,
you should have set... to haul ass.
I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. What else is happening? I am not prepared for today's show.
Okay, so we have 2 weeks to the election. Biden is on a lid. Is that called a lid? Oh, he's called. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't understand the lid thing because I think it's a bunch of bullcrap. Because I feel like it's
have we ever heard that before this election?
No, it's a Biden thing. Biden, he's like, I gotta call a lid because I don't know how to formulate words consecutively, and so I need to call a lid. And so he does that because he can't do the things, and media doesn't ask him, you know, legit questions. And so Trump, meanwhile, is actually running a country, taking all these interviews, doing all the things, juggling.
He's very busy.
Juggling. And then Joe Biden's like, I'm tired. I'm going to go eat an egg in a cup and some prunes, and then I'm going to call a lid.
I'm going to have
a soft-boiled egg and call a lid, and I'm going to take a warm, what are they? What kind of bath do they take? Like a Epsom salt bath or whatever.
Or like
it is.
A milk bath.
Some sort of oatmeal bath. That's what he's doing right now. He's soaking because he's so stressed, you guys. He's so stressed right now. So what he's doing is he's posting cat videos.
Is he posting them?
Well, I mean, he doesn't know how to post videos on Twitter, but his people are posting cat videos, which I gotta say, because they're saying cats for Biden. They posted this big thing where they were like, cats for Biden. I'm like, I'm out. If I already didn't want to vote for Biden, this would have been the nail in the coffin for me, because I am a dog person. Now, you can come at me, bruh, but I'm a dog person, and it's because, I mean, you can come at me because have you ever seen a seeing eye cat? Have you ever seen a cat sniff out cancer? Have you ever seen a cat sniff for bombs? Have you?
It doesn't happen, you guys.
I rest my case.
There's a lot more that dogs
cats
can
are for Biden, you
cats
guys.
Cats are fine, but dogs are better.
Dogs are That's better. All. Dogs are better. Fight me on this. I'm going to win. So cats are for Biden. If you weren't already convinced.
Why are they doing that? Like, why?
Because it's... Because Democrats, they're like, cats want Biden to win. This is what they're doing. You can go to his page right now and check it out. They've got That's a whole video. They're like, cats want Biden to win. I'm like, oh my God.
It's an odd strategy.
Cats want him to win? Cats?
Yeah, I don't know how that helps them, really. You guys, are you seeing these letters that people have gotten in various states, threatening anonymous letters that they get in their mailboxes if they have Trump signs or whatever, if they have Trump pro-Trump paraphernalia around their homes, then they're receiving these letters, very threatening, basically saying, we're going to burn your house down if Trump doesn't remove himself from office, like if he refuses to leave office. We're entering your name and address into our database of homes that we plan to, like, destroy in some way.
Have fun with that.
And I'm just like, but now, you know, I totally get it when people don't want to talk openly about their support for him.
Yeah.
This is insane. These people are insane.
Yeah, they're completely insane. I mean,
I totally get it.
Give me a break.
I mean, that would freak me out. I gotta say, that would really super freak me out.
You're armed. You're fine.
Yeah, I'm not armed against fire. You know what I mean? I'm not armed against crazy people setting my house on fire. These people, I don't put it past them. Look at what they've done to these major cities. You know what I mean? There's no reason to think that they're not going to take it to the neighborhoods.
You do have a point. It's kind of like that guy yesterday, the Reich guy. Who is the Reich guy? Reich?
Robert
Reich. He used to work for Hillary. And he's like, we're going to make a list of all these people who were basically dissenters.
I mean, we're gonna have to have a truth and reconciliation commission.
That's what
guys.
It was called. Yeah, it's like
it's insane.
Wait, and they call us Nazis? Like, what in the? Your name is Reich, first of all, and you're calling for this group that's gonna like find all the dissenters. What is that? Like, what are you talking about? You're a crazy person.
Yeah, in case you guys wanted to see what actual fascism looks like.
That's what it
is. Looks a little bit like a Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
What in the hell?
Yeah, it's nuts. Also, there was an interesting story about this this dude that was claiming to be a struggling small business owner, and he was featured... What channel was he featured on? I forget. Because there was video of him, right?
I don't know.
It was from Biden's campaign. They released an ad with this guy featuring this Michigan bar owner. And it's this dude, bearded, this guy named Joe Malkoon. And he, like, co-owns this bar called The Blind Pig. And he's talking about how they're struggling because of Trump – And these closures, right? It's all Trump's fault. The businesses are closed. And so Joe Biden put this guy in an ad. Well, it turns out he's a gajillionaire. It's a total, like a total act. The guy is an angel investor. He comes from piles and piles of money. It was all an act. So again, I have to ask, if Trump is so awful, why do they have to make up shit about him? Anybody? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Seems like they have plenty of examples that are actually true.
I feel like we've been asking this a lot over the past couple of years. Like, you know, if our side is so racist, why did Jesse Smollett have to do what he did? You know, it's a great question, right?
This is a constant thing on the left. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be any need to make stuff up.
Why do you gotta make stuff up?
No need to do that. No need. Also, for those of you out there who, in the face of this horrible, horrible year, have been wishing for the sweet meteor of death to just take us all out together.
Pachow!
You may be in luck, because apparently there is some giant refrigerator-sized space rock that is hurtling towards Earth.
Is it Neil deGrasse Tyson that is like, he's saying that that's going to happen? It's probably.
I don't know if he's saying it.
I think he's saying it. I think it's
He's optimistic.
I think it's going to miss us, though.
I mean, it could be the day before the election. This is what he's saying. Yeah, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's saying it's a space rock known as 2018 VP1, and it is racing towards Earth at 25,000 miles an hour. It could clip the planet. It could get clipped by the space rock.
But where? Where is it going to clip the planet? Like, is it going to clip, like, a certain part of the United States?
And I don't think it's going to take us all out.
Just maybe, like, a part of the planet? What part?
I don't know.
Like, what part?
There's some other, like, NASA is saying it's very small, it doesn't pose a threat to us, it has a 0.41% chance of entering our atmosphere, but even if it did, it would probably disintegrate because it is so small. I mean, refrigerator size, in the grand scheme of things, is pretty small.
It's not very big.
When you're looking at space stuff. Yeah. So I don't know why Neil deGrasse Tyson has to get us all excited about our impending doom, but that's what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. So. That's the thing. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's going to miss us. It's totally going to miss us.
Probably will.
All right, anything else going on? Oh, I think the singer, I don't know if it's the lead singer of The Outfield. You guys know the band The Outfield? Josie's on a vacation far away.
I love that band.
Yeah, that guy died.
That's sad.
So I put that in our lineup today because
he's only 62.
I was way too young. I don't know. How did he die?
Well, it was sudden and unexpected, and they're not saying.
It's Tony Lewis. I don't think it was. Was it the lead singer? Maybe it is the lead singer. I think it may be the lead singer.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is.
He died near his London home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys, if you were, I think it's an underrated band.
Totally underrated, except that all of their songs are the same.
You think? You think they all sound the same?
I mean, I love all of the songs. It's just that it's all one big song. Really, if you just smushed them all together.
It's kind of like Maroon 5.
That's true.
Fight me on that.
And I do love them too.
Yeah. But The Outfield, I mean, it's so quintessentially 80s. If you listen to The Outfield, they're so 80s. So, like, you know, British. They're so great.
That's true.
Anyways, so go listen to some Outfield today because he's gone.
All right, everybody, we did record another episode of the Mock and Daisy Show podcast, the weekly one, yesterday, and it was all about Tubin.
It's all about
and
Tubin.
His Zoom dick. And his...
Hashtag Zoom dick.
Erection stimulation. I mean, election simulation.
That's right.
It was all about that.
Yeah, that's what we did it on yesterday.
You won't want to miss that one. Mm-hmm. If you're not subscribed, you can go to our website, chicksontheright.com, look for our cartoon faces. It'll tell you all the ways that you can subscribe.
Oh, I'm gonna stretch as I hug you guys. Bring it in! Bring it in! Ugh. You guys have a great day.
Bye!
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On every edition of the Sarah Carter Podcast, I say we're taking back the story, and that's exactly what we have to do. Whether it's the Russia hoax, the relentless attacks on President Trump, pretending Antifa doesn't exist, or covering up for the repressive Chinese government, the mainstream media isn't interested in the truth. It's up to us to uncover the truth and share it with others. Please join me in taking back the story on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.